Okay, it's time to get back to business. We have got a lot of ground to cover in our next segment. We're going to hit on the gridiron. We're going to talk some NFL, some college football. So our go-to guy out of the Big Ten Conference is Husker great Jason Peter, who is going to weigh in on a number of subjects. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, Jason Peter.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I think we might have to change the saying I'm from the Big Ten Conference. It's just so disappointing. Maybe we could just say, from his time spent in the old Big 8 and the Big 12.
Well, we could just hyphenate it, won't we?
Sure, it sounds good.
There we go. Well, we want to get your feedback on the Heisman. You have in the past. You've been a Heisman voter. Jameis Winston becomes the second straight freshman to win last Saturday night. He obviously, you and I had discussed this in the past, he was the overwhelming favorite, even despite the criminal investigation. My question to you is, you know, the Heisman is all about the guy who impacts your team the most. Did the Heisman voters, did they get it right?
Yeah, I think they did. I think, you know, when you look at the total package from the start to the end of the season, I just think Jameis Winston was able to play at that high level throughout the entire season. You know, that's usually what happens with players is at some point they'll have a game or two where you know they'll kind of remove themselves, I guess, from competition. And certainly, if you have that game towards the end of the season, that has a bigger impact than whether you have an average game at the beginning of the season. But you know, it was really just a year where there really wasn't that much competition. I think people were kind of crossing their fingers, hoping. You know, maybe that Johnny Manziel would be able to play at that same level, but I just think the play from Jameis Winston kind of strong-armed people away from voting for Johnny Manziel. And if you were like Eric Crouch, the former Heisman winner Nebraska quarterback, he just left both of those guys, I believe, off of his ballot, which to me was shocking, especially with Jameis Winston. You know, I had heard him earlier on Dan Patrick's show talking or giving his reasons behind it, and he thought the controversy surrounding Jameis Winston, that even though he was not charged with any crime, he thought that I guess he didn't fill the character requirements of winning a Heisman Trophy. And then, you know, it's kind of ironic because here you have Eric Crouch, who, you know, quit the Nebraska football team, you know, his freshman, redshirt freshman year, when he wasn't given the starting quarterback position. He got in his car and he left practice and drove back to Omaha, and Frank Solich and some of the other staff had to make a ride up there and convince him that he was going to be a big part of the Nebraska football team in the very near future, and most likely would become the starting quarterback. So, you know, it is ironic when you look at his history, then to you know, jump forward to 2013, and you know, clearly, I guess, use character concerns as a reason for keeping, you know, ultimately the winner off of his ballot.
You are listening to the voice of Jason Peter. He is our Big Ten, our NFL analyst, each and every week joins us as we go under the helmet. And one of the things I want to point out, Jason, I want us to discuss is that Jameis Winston, I mean, I thought it was remarkable. I mean, you look at his numbers from game one to the last game of the season. It was tremendous. I mean, really how he did have such a strong impact. But, you know, despite all the distraction, how he continued to play well and how he was able just to compartmentalize that, the alleged allegations.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's usually when you have adversity, I guess, kind of surrounding you as an individual or as a team, you know, it usually can send you one of two ways, and one is you let it get the best of you and you unravel, or two, you kind of come together, you get more focused, and you raise your level of play, and certainly that's what what Jameis Winston and Florida State did. You know, it'll be interesting to see, obviously, what happens in this BCS game, because Florida State, you know, when you look at both teams, obviously the level of competition, you know, that side's with Auburn, just with playing in the SEC and the challenges that they faced week in and week out with Florida State. You know, you didn't get that, obviously, and even in the ACC championship game, you know, playing a Duke team that, you know, certainly you tip their cap for, you know, what they were able to accomplish.
Sure.
You know, you're talking about a program where football certainly is not at the top of the list, and what David Cutcliffe was able to do down there and have them ultimately get to that championship game, you know, is a major accomplishment in their own right, but you know, just not the weekly challenges that Auburn has been dealt. But, yeah, you know, it just never seemed like this whole ordeal affected Jameis Winston or them as a team. And I think that also is it's something that I think when you look at the staff that Jimbo Fisher has there you know, with Jimbo Fisher himself, I think he obviously has a great connection with those kids you know, because I'm sure there have been many days this year,
mm-hmm.
Prior to practice starting, where Jimbo Fisher is, you know, addressing the team in the team meeting room, and these are things that head coaches talk about. So whatever his message was, certainly was well received by that team.
Jason Peter with us a few more minutes this weekend at YSR and the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And Jay, we're always talking about strength of conferences. You know, we're hitting on the Big Ten Conference. But what about the ACC with Jameis Winston winning the Heisman, the second freshman to do it? He's actually the third Seminole. I was looking that up. What Charlie Ward won at 93, Chris Wankey in 2000. What about the rise of this conference? I mean, now Florida State playing for a BCS and for a national championship.
Yeah, and it's... I think they were in a similar situation as kind of the Big Ten, where, you know, as a whole, the conference doesn't look great. You know, they had a few teams throughout the year that, you know, cracked themselves into the top five, top ten, but ultimately at the end of the day, I think, that, you know, most of them faded. And, you know, with the Big Ten, you had Ohio State, and then Michigan State kind of came into the picture, but... You know, they were really hoping that Ohio State would be able to get to that BCS championship game to represent the Big Ten Conference. Ultimately, that doesn't happen. But, you know, with Florida State, it is something similar. I think the big difference is that when you look at Florida State, arguably, people think that, you know, it could be the most talented team in America. You know, this looks like a Florida State team from the 90s, you know, that where they are stockpiled with talent, NFL-type talent, you know, from the offensive line to the receivers to, obviously, the quarterback. You know, defensively, they're just... You know they're too deep at two and three deep at a lot of positions,
mm-hmm.
where they just have so much talent and speed out on that field. But you know it also looks sometimes when you're playing against inferior opponents, obviously you know you look a lot faster than maybe what you really are. So I think we're going to really get, a true feeling as to the type of talent and the type of players and the type of speed that Florida State has, because Auburn certainly has quality football players in their own right.
Jason, we are flat out of time next week, or actually we're going to take off next week because of the Christmas holiday. At the New Year 2014, we will take time to preview the BCS National Championship of, obviously, Florida State and Auburn, and we look forward to your perspective. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks, E. Thanks for having me.
A very special thank you to all of our guests and lineup at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. Tom Pippins with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Brian Jones with CBS Sports Network. Of course, just visiting right there with Jason Peter out of the Big Ten Conference. Tad Boyle, the Colorado head men's basketball coach, and much, much more. Join us each and every weekend at the Big E Sports Show and YSR.